fall tonight to our Ash Wednesday service. What a wonderful turnout for tonight as we celebrate Ash Wednesday as the churches of Juniata County. And so thank you for all who have done so much to get today's service. Want to especially give thanks for our special preacher tonight, Bishop Collins. Thank you for your presence and your words. All the worship assistants behind me, Bob St. Clair for his work as organist, Kevin Cunningham, and all the choir. What a treat to be able to wait for the choir to sit down because there's so many. What a treat. I want to give special thanks as well to Pastor Erin Bovendam for her work putting the bulletin together and for Messiah Lutheran and their welcome today. Ash Wednesday is a day when we start the journey to Easter. And so tonight we gather together. We, during our service, will have an imposition of ashes, and so you will be invited to come forward and remember that you are dust. And so we will have places at the front of the sanctuary as well as in the middle. So please go to those pastors that indicate that are closest to you. Communion will be continuously, so come down the center aisle. We do have grape juice and wine, so take a look, and we'll figure out how to do that, and gluten-free wafers. So I know where the wine and the grape juice is, so we'll let you know at that time of the service. And we hope that you can stay for a time of fellowship after our service tonight as well. Welcome.
Join me and with me in praying together Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Against you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Let me hear your gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God. O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased.
We are gathered in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Return to me with all your heart, says the Lord, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, with broken and repentant hearts.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Blessed be God who became incarnate as liberator, who flipped tables in his own house, upended systems which mocked his creation, and set individuals free so communities could be made whole. Amen. Let us confess our own sins and the communal sin we have allowed to fester in our hearts, homes, and the lives of the vulnerable. We do this in the presence of one another for accountability and in the presence of God, active in this sacred time. Holy and merciful God, we confess that we have benefited from systems of oppression, not because we are consciously trying to hurt those who are different, but keeping our eyes shut and closing our ears to anguished cries is the easier path. We focus on what we have done, but we do not focus on what we have left undone. Our brothers and sisters in you, we often live like the cross happened for me and not for all of us. We cry out for grace from you while withholding it from our neighbor. We repent and turn away from this path today. Amen. Forgive us and restore us, O God, for your mercy is great. Let us return to the Lord our God. Return to the Lord your God. For God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Turn towards your God in the confidence that through Jesus Christ your sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, out of your love and mercy, you breathe into the dust the breath of life, creating us to serve you and our neighbors. Call forth prayers and acts of kindness, and strengthen us to face our mortality with the confidence in the mercy of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our first reading is from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. The word of the Lord. Our second reading is from the 5th and 6th chapters of 2 Corinthians. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ. Be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you." See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. The word of the Lord.
just create a certain element of anticipation, doesn't it?
Let us stand together for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace be with you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Amen. I was told I have a hard act to follow with the choir. I said, it's okay, I'll be done in 2 minutes. You think I'm joking? No. Ash Wednesday. Are you ready for all the disciplines? Why do we do that? Why? Have you been told to give up something for Lent? I'm just curious. Have you? Are you giving something up for Lent? Maybe? You're going to hear a little bit different tonight. I was raised to hear those words too. What are you giving up for Lent? And I just heard a fabulous thing from my mother-in-law. She says, after 70, we don't have to do that anymore. My mother-in-law is Catholic. She keeps track. I thought that was great. But we have these traditions of, okay, Lent, and now it's solemn, and we're not supposed to smile, and we're supposed to keep our heads bowed, and we give up things, and penitence, discipline. If we listen to what the scriptures are saying to us, it seems like we do that for ourselves. So how many people I've heard throughout years give up chocolate? I think that's the worst thing that could be done, especially to a chocoholic. But if you do that to do something good for your body, to become healthier, there's nothing bad with that. But is that what this returning to God is all about? Becoming a healthier person physically? Yes. But what about spiritually? What about in our actions? The first lesson gives us a list. In my previous life, 2.5 years ago, when I wasn't a bishop, that text was one that, as a director for mission, we used often. Shout with a loud voice. Tell everybody about Jesus. Do those good things. Stand up for justice. Speak against injustice. Take care of the poor and the hungry. Give place and clothes to the homeless. It was like the battle hymn for us. Don't be quiet about what we're doing. Shout. Do this. And then I look at the gospel tonight. And what does it say? Don't sound that trumpet. And I'm thinking, good grief, what does God want from us? I truly believe what God wants for us is to turn and act as Jesus acted towards us, towards all of humanity. And that, folks, is not easy, right? How many of you find it easy to be like Jesus? my gosh. But he has given us such an example to reach out to those who are marginalized, those who are forgotten, those who are looked down upon by society. And I think what we don't realize is sometimes those people that we talk about are folks sitting in our midst, are folks that we are neighbors to, the folks that we go to school with, that we work with. The season of repentance, turning back to God, is to try to change ourselves in a way that we pay more attention to the other than we do to us. That we give up bad habits so that we can turn and create better habits that will show others the love of Christ. Instead of sitting at home watching a movie and eating a bag of chips, I've never done that. To get up off my chair, put the unhealthy chips away, take my coat and go out to where people need to have conversation, have somebody care for them, have somebody feed them. And there are places and ways that we can do that. We are the Church of Jesus Christ. We have ample resources. Look around this room. This is awesome, folks. Now imagine how together we can turn back and be the disciples that God wants us to be in stepping up for justice, fighting for those who are oppressed together, feeding the hungry, which means more than just putting food in front of them. It's feeding them with presence, feeding them with conversation, feeding them with a caring heart, right? What we're being asked to do, in particular this season of Lent, is to think of how we can become better followers of Christ. Not how we can become thinner, or not how we can give up computer games or wasting of time, but how we can become better humans to other humans. You hear and experience what I hear and experience in today's world. And there is so much hatred out in the world, everywhere. We have an even bigger task in front of us to fight against injustice and to just let folks know that they are loved by a God who loves all people, no matter what. If we could all say that through this season, we would do one thing. All of us do the same thing. I truly believe it will change the world. And that one thing would be, wherever you go, whoever you run into, whoever you're with, each and every day, tell them that God loves them. Even if they're atheists, tell them that God loves them. And then show them through your own actions what that love looks like. Do you think that's possible? This is audience participation. I can't do it on my own. No more pointing fingers. No more saying harsh things to others. No more being evil. I have seen more evil in the past year than I have ever experienced in my entire life. And it hurts. It hurts to see others hurt. It's frustrating to think that some of the hurt and evil is coming out of the mouths of Christians. We have a big job to do, folks. We have a big job. And this season points us to a time to turn it around. Turn ourselves around. And be who Christ has called us to be for others. Not for us. And not so that we can be praised, and not so that we can be proud of ourselves, not that we can pat ourselves on the back, but that we can proclaim Christ. Christ, crucified and risen, who loves all, who has come into this world for each and every human being, for each and every part of creation, to make all things right again with God. That is the message that we are to carry out. Those are the lives that we are supposed to share. You know, and how we act around others. And how we act in the presence of God, which is every moment and every second of every day. We can't escape God. And thanks be to God, He never leaves us. So let us turn around. Let us repent of those things that separate us, not just from God, but from others. And let us love one another and love others as God has loved us through Jesus Christ. The world needs to know once again that there is a loving God and that there are human beings placed here to love others. And that's you. And that's me. Let's not let it fail, this task that God puts before us. May this be the most holy of seasons of Lent that will change our hearts, our minds, and our actions so that the world will see us. Or better yet, the world will see Christ through us and say, yeah, I guess they were right. God does love us. God does love you. Amen.
pray now for the whole people of God who are in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and for all others according to their needs. On this night, O Lord, we come before you in recognition that from the dust of the earth you created us, and to the same shall we one day return, in that appointed time known only by you. We confess our sins, those which knowingly come to mind, and those which are unknown to us, but not hidden from your sight. Grant us strength to do what is pleasing in your eyes, and protect us from that which divides us from one another. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for your church here and in every place where she gathers under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. May the faith that impels us, the hope that sustains us, and the love that supports us be given to all by him who is Lord of his church in this and every generation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we pray for the nations of our world, those distressed by war, plagued by violence, and beset by oppression. Where there are those who see no end to the darkness in which they now walk, we pray that the light of Christ may be given to them, so that the hungry may be fed, the hopeless given hope, the poor lifted out of their poverty, and justice may reign where there is now little or none of it. This we ask in the name of Christ, who preached to such as these and promised a new day in the fullness of the kingdom of God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those whose needs go unanswered, for those who are alone, for widows and widowers and orphans, for those whose families have been seared by divorce, for those whose only home is in the streets, for the hungry, for those who struggle to feed their children, and for the unemployed, who may lack work but yet yearn for it. We do so pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who passed our way himself and had compassion for all those who came to him. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer, O Lord, for those bearing the burden of a painful illness, for those caught in the web of fear or anxiety, for those diminished by the advancing years of life, for those handicapped from birth because of disease or accident. Be with all of these to steady and strengthen them in their times of trouble. Are there those for whom we would especially now name in prayer? May the touch of the risen Christ cause healing of body and soul for all those whom we hold up in prayer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Now, O Lord, may we give to you, ever mindful of all of the blessings which you have first given to us. And may we give as we have received, and may we receive in the same spirit in which you always give to us, unconditionally, joyfully, lovingly, and mercifully, such as the crucified and risen Christ has done so for us. Lord, in your mercy. Now into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we have prayed, trusting always in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share God's peace with one another.
Thank you.
Please stand. Provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life.
Accept these gifts, which we receive from your abundance, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times, in all places, offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord. You bid your people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast. Renew our zeal in faith and life and bring us to the fullness of grace that belongs to the children of God. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymns. Night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come and eat. You may be seated. Our communion will come, ask that you come forward. The bread will be given. If you need gluten-free, that will be provided as well after we have communion up front. And then the first chalice will be wine. The second chalice will be grape juice.